initiative of actually of the FAO, you know, the Food and Agricultural Organization. So it's part of the United Nations. And this year their focus is on achieving food security in times of crisis. So they're particularly worried about the volume of people in the world who are facing hunger during the world, you know, throughout the world.
Australia isn't the first country that comes to mind when people think of hungry citizens. How serious is the issue here?
Look, it really is quite serious, and whilst the FAO, if you like, is looking for to the future and increased food production, within Australia, we actually call it the hidden problem of hunger. There's around 10% of the population actually facing hunger in Australia at any point in time, which is a very significant number of people.
And what's the main reason people in Australia do go hungry?
Look, I think if you think about it, 10% of the population is... that's the same sort of statistic, by the way, as in the United States and a number of other developed countries. And so there's always a proportion of the population that might be out of work. But what we're finding now is that there's also a proportion of the population that is in employment, but the income levels are not enough to cover all the costs. With fixed costs around, you know, paying for the rent and electricity and other things like that, it just doesn't leave enough money to pay for food.
And what does Food Bank Australia do?
What we do is we're the conduit, if you like, between the generous donations from the food and grocery industry and 2,200 welfare agencies across the country who provide food to people who would otherwise go hungry. So last year, we received donations of just on 17.2 million kilos of food. That enabled the welfare agencies that we provided this food to give over 60,000 meals every day.
You rely largely on donations from the food industry. Is that food that is donated, is it food that would otherwise go to waste?
Look, certainly a large proportion of it is food that might have otherwise gone to waste. This could be food that has some you know, old packaging, labelling on it, for example. It might have some damage to the labelling. In some cases, it's close to the use-by date or the best-before date. So certainly we have a significant amount of that sort of product. But in addition, we have other people who provide us with you know, if you like, fresh product on a daily basis. So the Goodman Fielder provides us with almost 1 million loaves of bread every year, and that's a daily delivery of fresh bread every day. And if I take the... in Queensland, we receive fresh fruit and vegetables from growers and from the central markets every day of the week.
Well, 10% of the population does go hungry. Supermarkets kind of, they throw out a lot of food at the end of a working day. Do you think that's something that should maybe change?
I know the supermarkets, and we deal very closely with them, are very conscious of that issue and are working towards having zero waste. And we're working very closely with all the major supermarkets to assist them in that regard. So we already get fantastic donations from the major supermarkets. They collect food from the individual stores, take it back to the distribution centres and provide it to us. So already we get, as I say, huge donations from Woolworths, Coles and the others, and we're sitting down with them to ensure that we can pick up any other product that also might go to waste. So I know that, as I say, both supermarkets are looking at minimising the impact on the environment. They don't want anything into landfill. And they certainly don't want to waste any food if it could come to Food Bank.
And can regular citizens donate food to the program?
Look, they can, but it's I guess you know, if the question is what can the everyday citizen do at the, you know, on World Food Day to make a difference, I think there's probably several things they can do. One thing to do is the fact that, you know, with 2 million Australians facing hunger and half of them being children, is really just to be aware that people in their neighbourhood, you know, at their school, are likely to be affected. And you can always help people at that individual level. If they if people work in the food industry, you know, we desperately need more food. We receive donations of over 17 million kilos last year. Our target is actually 50 million kilos a year to meet the needs of the welfare agencies. But there's a couple of other ways too that individuals can help. And that is, we have warehouses in every state, and if people would like to volunteer, and we have 15, 20 volunteers every day in our warehouses, but if they'd like to volunteer, help packing and unpacking, They can look on our website and go to the local food bank. And finally, of course, funding always helps in these situations. And if anybody would like to donate, they can donate via our website, which is www.foodbank.com.au.